For Indiana News Now, I'm Joe Allery. Fort Wayne Mayor Sharon Tucker testified before an Indiana House committee about a property tax relief bill that could impact local governments and public schools. Wayne TV reports Tucker stressed the need for balanced relief that avoids financial harm to city services.
I am very happy to say that we had some positive feedback, great questions from the representatives, and I think that we will be able to work together to come to an agreement that will work for all of the community. And at the same time that we will be working to lower property taxes, we'll be working on ways to make sure that we are able to continue providing you the services you have become accustomed to.
Fort Wayne Community Schools warned the bill could cost the district millions, forcing cuts to transportation and programs. The federal government may sell 3 buildings in Indiana as part of a nationwide cost-cutting plan. Our news-gathering partners at Indiana Capital Chronicle report the General Services Administration initially listed 440 properties for disposal, but later reduced the list to 320, keeping Indiana's 3. The buildings include the Emmett Bean Federal Center, the Minton Capehart Federal Building, and the Lee H. Hamilton Federal Building. Critics warn the move could disrupt federal services, impact jobs, and leave large office spaces vacant for years. This is Indiana News Now. 2 executive orders are issued by Indiana Governor Mike Braun, restricting state funds from prompting gender identity and banning transgender women from women's college sports. One order directs the Indiana Commission for Higher Education to enforce a 2020 Title IX rule, not a 2024 rule, ensuring transgender women cannot compete in women's sports. Braun's orders follow President Donald Trump's February executive order barring transgender athletes from girls and women's sports.
This is crafted to be maybe similar to it. It is crafted by us to address our point of view here in Indiana.
A national AP VoteCast survey found most respondents believe government support for transgender rights has gone too far. Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith urged Cass County Republicans to be shepherds who wield the rod and fight when called. Our news-gathering partners at the Indiana Citizen report while speaking at the county's Lincoln Day dinner, Beckwith framed politics as a battle between good and evil. He praised Moms for Liberty and defended his social media posts celebrating a bill that banned diversity policies in state agencies and schools. This is Indiana News Now. Find us at publicnewsservice.org.